1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We are joined this evening by Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. A couple of parents who are very concerned this evening about a variety of trends among young people as we enter this new millennium. And it becomes increasingly apparent as we enter this new millennium that our kids are getting into a lot of different things that 20 or 30 years ago might have seemed unthinkable. Bobby and Steve, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, sir.
Now, what are we talking about? This is some fascination, at least on a superficial level, with cannibalism. Is that right?
Phil, this started. I don't know when it was. It was a couple of college campuses. Now, understand, we're not talking about, and this doesn't. There doesn't seem to be any evidence of young people actually engaging in cannibalism, but thank God. You know, it's so bizarre. It's,
absolutely.
But I think...
Is it just a sort of a trend or a fad of interest?
Well, there is an ever-increasing fascination with it. You can find different chat rooms and message boards, all of them discussing different aspects of it. It's history. There are some messages that have been posted that ask, you know, questions like, my husband Steve has written...
What would it be like?
I mean, even talking about this makes me physically ill, but it also makes me physically ill, Phil, to think that our young people have become so macabre and bizarre in their, you know, in their interest.
How did you first find out about this?
Well, Steve and I are fortunate. We enjoy having a lot of the kids over to our house, whether they are friends of our sons or if there's an off-campus function, and the kids seem to feel comfortable with us where they might not want to open up around their own parents. So they talk about things that we hear. And we had some kids over for a cast crew party after our theater class had one of their annual productions, and they got together afterwards. And we usually host that at our home because our son Dylan, who is our senior, is very involved in it. And you overhear the kids when they're talking, and we heard being discussed by a group of about six kids who were outside on our patio, you know, as the party wound down, and they mentioned some websites, and you hear a lot of things that young people talk about, experimentation with, you know, Phil, you hear a lot about sex or drugs or hairstyle, but I have never heard of anything so shocking and so utterly abnormal.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the thing about cannibalism, if they're just talking about it in a peripheral way, like, isn't it weird?
It's more than that, because...
It's more than that because of websites.
Because there are a lot of message boards, there's a lot of chat rooms, there are a lot of...
The ages of the young people, are we just talking about high school?
No, we are talking about high school all the way through college. And in terms of discussing this topic or being interested in it, we heard one of the kids say, you know, I don't want to eat human flesh. The thought of it's revolting, but I wouldn't mind watching someone else do it. Or you would hear people say things, is there a way to cook it? I mean, you are so stunned and you are so sickened by this that you really question whether or not you're hearing it, you know.
All right, now let me ask you, when you heard this conversation going on, did you feel at some point that you wanted to intercede or inject something into the conversation as an adult?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you?
Well, it is a knee-jerk reaction for any parent to want to jump in the middle of that. For Steve and I, we think the best way to deal with any destructive or dangerous behavior when it involves other people's kids is to discuss it with the parents in a forum such as this one.
Now, I got to tell you, I have never heard of this, and I'm not saying it's not happening out there. I got two kids in college, so we don't talk to them as much as we used to. How many parents like yourself do you think are aware of this kind of talk about kids being interested in the topic of cannibalism going on out there? I mean, is this really underground?
Well, I think there are a few, Phil, but to answer your question, Steve and I have a lot of the kids over. We have a lot of contact with kids that I think a lot of parents don't have because we are a little more open. We're rather youthful in the way we think, in the way we dress, and the kids are comfortable with us. So we've heard it discussed.
Well, have you talked to your own son about this?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We've told him that this is these discussions are very seriously damaged thinking. We told him that we don't want to hear his friends talk about it, but that at some point we do need to speak with other parents.
Did he respond positively?
Yes, he did. He said, "Mom, you know, they're just talking about what it would be like. They aren't really going to do it." I asked him if he'd been in these chat rooms where other kids talk about cannibalism. He said he had, but that he would never do it. And
all right. Have they ever talked about killing another person? I mean, what is this about if they want to eat another human being? If we got kids today who are interested in cannibalism, we're not talking about doing somebody in...
No, no, they have, but by the same token, they've talked about... They really talk about unbelievable things where they might... Where do you get a body? How do you get a body from medical school? It is absolutely the most horrifically unbelievable thing, and you wonder, are these really American kids?
Good Lord.
Are these really our children? And you ask yourself, are our children so bored? Or are they so warped? So it's really a serious concern. You ask the question, this is outrageous. At what point does it go from talking about it to doing it? And then at what point do they begin to take, as you mentioned, a life?
The kids are talking about, how do I get a body from a...
They're just talking in general terms about what would it be like. And I don't, as I said, Phil, the topic physically makes me ill. But again, we're talking about our kids, and I know that kids are different. And the things that we did 20 or 30 years ago, our parents thought were abnormal.
Boy, you know what? I remember as a kid, I mean, the most extreme thing that was going on when I was a kid was drug use. What was called then free sex, you know, free love. And I thought that that was extreme. And to talk about cannibalism, you had to be insane, or, I mean, like, really, like, insane, and that's no fun, or you were, a cannibal in a Stone Age society someplace.
Well, I think the mistake that we make is looking at these things through those eyes of 20 or 30 years ago. We have to see it through the eyes of our kids today. But it's very, very difficult.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley join me. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. In the latest thing being talked about by kids, chat rooms, message boards, cannibalism. Not so much that they've actually eaten the flesh of another human being, but that, I know what you mean, it's a physically revolting topic, but they discuss what it would taste like, how do you cook another human being, where can you get a cadaver, a body, right?
Yes. In fact, I heard, I don't know who, one of the kids say, and you see these on these chat rooms, do medical schools have these bodies? I've seen discussions of grave robbing. It really defies the imagination, Phil. But again, we can't be old-fashioned and look at this as anything other than young people expressing themselves.
Yeah, but this gets into a level of illegality. I guess drug use is illegal too, but this gets into a level of illegality that's almost disturbed.
Well, again, our parents probably thought that drug use was disturbing. And as a woman and my husband Steve, we're in contact with the young people. A lot of them come over to the house because so many of them can't stand their own parents, and they come to our house because Steve and I understand them. We talk to them, we spend time with them. We listen to their problems. We've always been known as a couple who are very young in our thinking, and we understand kids. So we're not going to pass judgment, because even something as aberrant as this, when you hear a kid say, "I'm interested in cannibalism," whatever level it is, we're not ready to pass judgment.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley, who are on their way on taking a little vacation, my understanding is. And we're talking about young people in chat rooms and on message boards across America. I don't know how many parents are aware of this. Ms. Dooley and Mr. Dooley claim that they're aware of it only because they have a lot of contact with young people. Their sons have their friends over, so they are constantly hearing kids talking, and they're talking with them. The latest trend among kids, cannibalism. Not necessarily practicing it, but talking about it. In theory, how do you, everything, preparation, eating, how you procure a human being, whatever. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western States Parent Teacher Organization, joins us on the Phil Hendry Show tonight to talk about what they say is a trend. And when we call it a trend, that means that it is fairly well known in youth culture and is being talked about by a majority of kids. And that is cannibalism. Now, how do we know that this isn't just some level of fascination, Ms. Dooley, that is on a very peripheral and very shallow level, you know?
No, I think anytime young people are talking about something, almost 100% of them, I mean, every kid in America on some level, is showing an interest in the idea of cannibalism. This is more than just a fascination. This is a flirtation with the concept. And I believe the reason for this is that young people are so alienated today from their parents. I think a lot of people see their parents as dishonest. And they feel free, many young people feel free to talk around Steve and I about their desire to eat human flesh as a way of protesting the hypocrisy of this society. I'm hoping and praying that this doesn't become such a fascination that we get into some kind of you mentioned Stone Age mentality, where there is a fratricide or matricide followed by a cannibalistic ritual eating. You know what I'm saying, Phil?
Well, how do we know we're not going off the deep end here a little bit, okay? I mean...
Well, I don't think it's going off the deep end when you know that every kid in America, on some level, is talking with other kids about the options as they relate to cannibalism.
Yeah, but the option that... can they do it, Mr. Henry?
What do you mean, the options? In other words, things are so messed up that... Things are so messed up in their minds that one of the options, one of the ways of straightening the world out, is to revert to cannibalism.
I think it's the way young people think, yes.
Yeah, it's the way they think. They're looking for answers on how to make the society better.
On how to make the society better. I mean...
It sounds absurd, yes. But that's what they're doing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. Lindsay, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think that people are going way off the extreme with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you know, who the kids you're talking to, but I am a college student, and I'm around people every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that these are not the conversations going on. And
well,
that
it's a very bohemian thing. It's very underground. I don't know in what circles you travel, but most of this stuff, if you take, for instance, drug use, which was very underground at one point on college campuses, say, in the 50s or in the 40s, became very mainstream by the 60s when marijuana was prevalent and LSD and so forth. What we're fearful of is a mainstream explosion of this kind of thing.
No, it's the websites that you're looking at. There are websites for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look at websites of live bodies getting exploded. It's a trafficking thing. You have to look because it's so gross. And when it comes to asking questions like that, yeah, you're going to ask questions. Where do these bodies come from? How do you cook it? Because you're interested because it's disgusting. And you don't, you know what I mean? And because there are the internets and the websites out there, that's why we have these avenues to talk about this thing.
Right.
It doesn't have to do with because college students are interested or because we're alienated or because we can't talk to our parents.
Right.
It doesn't mean I want to eat somebody.
Well, can I ask you a question? The movement afoot on college campuses right now of interest in cannibalism, can you pinpoint why that started? Or
I don't even know where you're
getting this information. I mean, I guess you're saying it's your kids' friends. Well, then maybe you need to look at that circle because
this is
not normal on college campuses.
Well,
it's not normal.
I'm saying of the students that are into it, and we have found it to be...
Well, how widespread, Ms. Dooley, when you're talking about it?
Every college campus that we have monitored in terms of chat traffic relative to that campus or to that campus life has had some group involved in actively discussing cannibalism, a cannibal culture, the origins of cannibalism, and so forth. And I'm asking Lindsay, what school do you go to, darling?
I go to MCC in Arizona and also ASU.
Okay. Do you travel in, again, I'm asking this question, the circles that are very bohemian, that are very underground?
I travel with everybody, and I think that mm-hmm. there are going to be extremes mm-hmm. in every group. So if you're going out there and you're saying, oh, mm-hmm. this is very underground, then when you're saying, oh, 100% of the kids out there in America are talking about this,
that's a contradiction. The majority of kids, because you know how curious kids are, and they're going to go into those cellar clubs, and they're going to go into those basement rooms, and they're going to visit those houses that, you know, other people won't visit, and they want to see for themselves. And we have monitored chat traffic on major universities where there is at least once every 6 months or so, Phil, someone gets a hold of a body part where there is some attempted preparation.
Oh, come on. You're kidding.
No, this is why I'm talking about it now.
I don't.
This is why I am talking about it now. If you went to a frat party.
Which I've been to many.
All right. If you went to a frat party and they offered you human flesh as a sample, would you be curious?
No, that's like one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. I think I'd probably run, and I think that that's what most of the mm-hmm. students my age would do.
Well, what are you talking about on every... I'm sorry, Lindsay, to interrupt you. What do you mean, Bobby, every 6 months you...
Steve and I, in the research that we've done, have found out that probably twice a year, three times a year, somewhere in America on a college campus, there is some preparation of flesh as a communal feast.
Are they eating it?
No, I don't think so. I think they're just into the idea.
I think this is just way too much mm-hmm. internet going to your mm-hmm. head. I think you're worried about something you don't need to be worried about. No college students are, not no, I'm not going to say none because that's, you know, that's ridiculous. Just like you saying 100% of them are. It doesn't.
No, but when you hear your own son's friends, and now these are high school kids.
Well, maybe they've been on some of these sites.
No, I have a sister. Mm-hmm. She's very goth. Mm-hmm. She is the whole Marilyn Manson thing. Mm-hmm. I know. I listen to her friends, and none of it is this extreme. I mean, this is like the most extreme end of the spectrum laughable.
Do you think that the gothics, somewhere along the line, this originated with them?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking you, do you think that this might have originated somewhere along the line with the gothics?
I think this originated a very, very long time ago mm-hmm. with cultures, and, you know, they did sacrifice things, and they did stuff like that.
I mean the fascination with kids today. Do you think it started with the gothics?
I don't know if they did or if they didn't. I don't know what fascination you're talking about. The only fascination I know you're talking about is with gross things, like a traffic accident. You're going to look because it's interesting and it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the website e-bombs. You can go on there and see really freaky accidents of people getting decapitated, people being blown up, and you go to these websites because they're there. And
have
because your friends, they look at them.
Have you talked to your sister about this?
About
the cannibalism idea?
No, it's not even a conversation with them. Cannibalism has never even come up among any of the circles
that
I've been around.
That you know of. And, Phil, I would suggest to this young lady, any concerned parent or older sibling, talk to your young people. You're laughing. I'm feeling very scared. That, right there, that scares me.
Well, the lady, she says her sister doesn't talk about cannibalism.
I'm laughing because that's what she would do to me if I asked her if she wanted to eat somebody. She would laugh at me.
No. Don't ask her that. Ask her, has there been discussion in her group of friends about cannibalism? Just ask her that.
All right. Lindsay, thank you very much for your call tonight. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley join us from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization on a trend among young people. Interest in, investigation of, And on some college campuses, preparation of human bodies, cannibalism. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization on the line with me tonight. They are at Los Angeles International Airport awaiting an airplane that's going to take them on vacation. But we're talking about this subcultural conversation that's going on among young people, among youth culture right now, having to do with cannibalism. The fascination with cannibalism. A fascination that perhaps is as bizarre sounding to us as the use of LSD might have been to our parents or our grandparents. Now, you said there's a website, Bobby, before we get to some more phone calls.
So there is. I don't have the URL, but Steve, you know the...
It's University of Maine.
There's a campus group. There is a group at the University of Maine that has a website that... And I'm not kidding, so you're going to have to kind of hold on to your hat on this one. That explains how to jerk human flesh.
How to jerk it, as in the Jamaican technique?
Yes. How to salt it and jerk it.
And so people know jerking chicken, jerking beef is a Jamaican way of seasoning. You got to be kidding me.
No. I mean, Phil, believe me. You know, I could think of way better things to do with my night than having to get on a radio program and talk to the parents of America about yet one more disturbing piece of news about our kids. And you know something? I remember when violence on campus became so over the top, when Columbine happened, and even before that, when the shooting in San Diego took place, and so on. And it almost makes you... I don't long for those days.
To be honest with you, I'd rather have our kids interested in... Well, I guess if they're killing people, I don't know what to say.
Well, I don't either, but I think it's time for parents to get involved. The kids open up to us because Steve and I are... We're young thinking, young acting, and we do take care of ourselves. We're young looking. And a kid will come up to us and say, you know, Ms. Dooley, I'm interested in... You know, this website on how to jerk human flesh, etc., where they won't say it to their own parents.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Nick, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right. As far as it being like in cannibalism, not so much an issue of they're interested in how to do it. Maybe just the curiosity and websites like that. I mean, there's websites online. I mean, that website could also be a joke. There's a website online that tells you in detail how to put a kitten in a square bottle, keep it as a pet, and keep it alive. But, you know, that's not something anybody in their right mind is going to do. And most of these kids are in their right mind, and they're not going to try to make beef jerky out of somebody's arm.
Well, I'm telling you that this is a movement afoot on college campuses.
But it's not. I go to a college, and no one on my campus has ever asked me, hey, would you like to try a piece of beef jerky made out of my buddy's hand?
Well, I don't think they're going to put it that way. That's very funny. But I think what they're going to say to you is, have you been to this party or that party? What, you know, what are your views on cannibalism?
What are your views on cannibalism? All right, let me ask Nick. Nick, if somebody came up to you on campus, hey, what do you think of cannibalism?
I'm going to say... Why are you asking me a question about cannibalism?
Right. Let's say they say Let's say they say to you because there's a frat house Saturday night. They're actually cooking up some human flesh.
I would probably call the cops or just laugh about it because something that ludicrous on any college campus in America isn't going to be asked. That's maybe a question that would be put up as a joke.
What about this University of Maine group that they've got an entire page on how to jerk human flesh, smoke it.
Yes, but how do you know that website's not put up as a joke? There's so many websites on the internet that are put up as jokes to get people like you thinking. It's people like you that make these topics out to be something they're not.
All right, let me ask you a question. Are you gothic?
Am I gothic? No, but I listen to a lot of the music and I have some gothic friends.
Do you feel that you're sympathetic to gothic people?
How do you mean sympathetic to him?
Well, in other words, you would understand if one of your gothic friends said, I've tried human flesh, I'm not expecting you to,
Hell no, I wouldn't.
Something
Gothic
I enjoy.
Gothic people don't do stuff like that. Gothic people are just like preppy kids or sports jocks or anything else. It's just a style of clothing and a way to act.
Well, what was the entire vampire movement of about 10 years ago about?
Well, that
vampire
was just
a movement.
Vampire movement. I mean, that was more attitude. Nobody was sucking anybody's blood.
Yeah, that was. I'm going to have to agree with Phil on this one. That was pretty much just like a trend as far as kids go. Put on some black eyeliner because the band AFI put on black eyeliner and sang about Halloween.
Well, I'm concerned that all it takes is one kid to put up a recipe for jerking human flesh, and the next thing you know, there's kids carrying it to school in bags.
No kid's that impressionable in the right mind. If
right.
a kid is that messed up to the point where he's going to try to make jerky out of somebody's flesh, then it's obviously that he has some type of psychological problem that's not going
right.
to be led to making beef jerky.
I mean, this is we're talking about
people.
Yeah, we're talking about what Jeffrey Dahmer and Gacy, Bobby. We're talking about psychopathic people.
No, Phil, I'm not talking about murdering anybody, and the kids aren't talking about
that. Well, to make beef jerky out of somebody's arm, you're pretty much going to have to kill them.
No, what they're talking about is cadavers from medical school, grave robbing.
Oh, my God, grave robbing? I mean, you know, are you crazy? Well, not you.
You're going to rob a grave to make some jerky out of somebody's arm. Nobody's going to do that. That's in their right mind.
I don't know if you have been looking at some of the chat rooms, some of the chat traffic that we monitor.
All right, look. Nick, thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. I'm getting something printed up here. This is the website that you're talking about, Bobby?
Yes.
Moisturizing the flesh. Oh, good Lord. Some cannibals have been known to carry a few sticks of jerky in saddlebags. Here is one here.
Well, Phil, I know... you've got two groups out there right now, one at the University of Maine, and there was another one a little bit more close to home here in California at one of our major universities. Two cups of salt, one cup of brown sugar, one cup of cider, one teaspoon of cloves, teaspoon of black pepper, one half teaspoon garlic powder, 2 quarts of water, 1 pound to 2 pounds of human flesh. That, to me, is sick.
But it doesn't say it's widespread.
I don't think we can afford to be naive. I talk to these kids. Okay? I am in communication with the youth. Most of these parents aren't. Most of these parents...
Well, you heard that one student. The guy's a student. He has Gothic friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Michelle, go ahead. Michelle?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, I think this just is one of those topics that just gives somebody like this lady too much to think about and too much to talk about. And you can find out how to make anything online out of household products that can be drugs or whatever. But
from the University of Maine?
I have a teenager.
Well, it's not the University of Maine. It's a group. It's a campus group, right?
When your jerky is done, let it cool completely, then put it in a Ziploc bag. Yeah, okay.
So you could find out how to make cat jerky if you wanted to. I mean, you can find out anything online. It's just, you know, something
what,
that...
Let me ask you a question. What are the odds, that my young people are talking about it? What are the odds that my young people are talking about it on one side of the country, and there's a campus group back east doing it?
I don't know. What are the odds? You're the one that's researching it.
I think it means that you've got a widespread subcultural phenomenon.
Yeah, we have widespread all kinds of things. Now, if you're talking about meth use or something like that, then, yeah, that'd be something to be concerned about. But we're talking
about... You know, I've been listening to you for about a minute. I don't think you've said anything. I don't think you've said a thing in 1 minute. Yeah, well, you know, you can talk about widespread use. What is your point?
I work in the medical field. I have teenagers.
Have you
seen a college student, and I have never, and actually I have a goth child, if you want to label her as that. Never have I heard anybody on MySpace or anything talking about cannibalism. But,
are they going to open up to you?
Everybody has their own thoughts, and it's not too far-fetched that somebody would come up with something this and put it on the internet.
No, you're really on the fence, aren't
and it
you?
Would
you
be, just, well, it would be up
own,
to somebody that has...
In Michelle's world, it's just sort of normal everything, you know.
Sit there at home and research stuff on the computer.
Maybe your young people are not comfortable telling you about the fact that they want to experiment eating a dead man's flesh.
Oh, yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
You know what? You're just sort of ambivalent, aren't you?
Each to their own.
To their own, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. But,
you know Michelle,
there are people that are...
I got a great idea. Why don't you come over to my house and we'll have some...
I wouldn't put it past anybody to think about doing something
like that. Thank you for your call. You've added so much.
All right, look at the lady's giving her opinion.
She goes up with each to their own.
You know, nothing's too really far-fetched.
No kidding. I'm dealing with this right now. I have a young...
All right, take it easy.
Oh, look at her laughing.
But, you know, really, I mean, if that's what you want to spend your time worrying about...
So, Michelle, can I ask you a question? If it's happening, why shouldn't I worry about it? And if you come home some afternoon and there's your gothic daughter jerking someone's leg...
Well, you know what?
Have fun.
I have never ever heard of anybody doing that.
I got a break. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Do I hate you.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Got time for another phone call. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here from the Western Estates Parent-Teacher Organization on what they claim is a growing trend among young people, interest in, fascination with, even to the point where there are recipes on how to jerk human flesh, cannibalism. I've got the website here in front of me, Ms. Dooley, that you mentioned.
Phil, if you go to page 4, it tells you in detail how to sun-dry human flesh, cover it with cheesecloth to keep the bugs off. It'll take, oh my God, it makes me want to vomit. And the idea that parents are just whistling in a graveyard, well, I've got something to tell those parents. You're whistling in a graveyard where the bodies have been stolen and possibly being prepared to be eaten by your children.
Listening to what people have been saying, how serious can you take that? You've heard people say, young people going, look, it ain't happening on my campus. This could be some kooky website. It could be a joke website.
We heard our kids talking, oh, wow, where can you find the body? Do you know what it tastes like? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? We go online, college students all over America, Saturday night. Guess what's cooking? And there's ideas on how to jerk, how to smoke, make sausage. You name it.
Jerk and smoke human flesh.
Yes.
Oh, and fillet it. How to fillet it.
How to fillet it.
Absolutely. This is why we're upset.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Liz, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I really think you're nuts. I mean, you can agree to every extent of the word but and stick foot behind what you're saying.
Well, you know, either I'm nuts or you are. I think we can say that.
Okay, well, here's one thing, too. I'm a teacher's aide for high school students, and I'm also an ASU student.
Well, I'm a mother of three high school students, so I think we're on equal footing.
Okay, well, I can consider myself a gothic person. I consider myself into the darker sciences. And honestly, I really think you're pulling this out of your butt.
Well, are
I can't
you
tell you enough.
Well,
I cannot
can
tell
I
you enough.
As
the circles
an expert,
that I'm running.
Well, can I ask you something? As an expert on, you know, things going in or out of the butt, would you...
All right, we don't have to...
No, she just said I'm pulling something out of my butt. I was wondering what she's had going in lately.
in lately?
How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Listen.
Oh, you're fantastic, honey.
You know, well, I chopped you. I chopped you.
Yeah.
I sunk that over your head.
So you want to sit there and contest to me and say that 100% of kids, quote-unquote, my age and younger slash older
Are you
are
going to sit there?
Human flesh.
No, I never ever said that. That's why I know you weren't listening. I said they are interested in it.
They're interested.
Yes.
Okay.
How good of a teacher's aide can you be when you don't listen? Now,
that's cute, sweetheart.
Well, it's true. It's a very good question.
Can I ask you where you're getting your statistics from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not listening to you. What did you say?
I'll repeat myself.
So I have something here that Liz knows full well about. Dry rub for human flesh. And
what do you mean, dry rub?
Dry rub for human flesh. You
yes.
know they make these websites. That kid Nick earlier, he made a really valid point, and you
okay,
know I was
fine.
Listening to him.
Why are there millions
he
of websites
said,
on how to make a beer marinade for human flesh? Why?
Okay, he said, you know
right, hold
what,
on,
a lot
Liz,
of this
Liz,
crap
hold,
is
Liz,
made
hold on, hold
to
on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
She's not holding.
Great. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah. The Phil Hendry Show is
I
back.
I doubt that that's going to happen. John, hi, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir. John?
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine, go ahead.
Good, listen, I'm wondering about the cannibalism going on at University of Maine.
Yes, uh-huh. What does he want?
What do you want?
I'm from Maine, and I've heard a few times about how there's cannibalism going on.
All right, thanks. 1-800-449-8666. Look, Bobby, all I can say to you is you may be worried about nothing.
I may be worried about nothing. Yeah, you come home and your kids are making chili out of a man. Someone
the
you
Phil
know.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens.